before Philip comes to speak to us and to ask a question or two of him so we have a chance to get to know him. Those of us who haven't heard the story of the Navy or the cycling, come up here.
Thanks,
John. You're a bit taller than I am, so I'll look up to you for a bit. Tell us, Philip, if your family were here, tell us what they would want us to know about you, what they think about you, how they refer to you, so we have an introduction to you through their eyes. Would that be all right?
I'm glad they're not here, and I can speak for them. But no, you know you're loved, don't you, when your family mercilessly tease you for most of the time. And I take it, therefore, that I'm loved by my family. It starts on all sorts of fronts for me. I think generally I'm teased for my grey hair. That began, I think, one morning after church where our daughter Hattie, who is now sort of 22, 23, but was then, I think, 13 or 14, was standing next door to my wife Jo in the church hall. And Jo was trying to point out where I would be for somebody else. And she said, you can find Philip, he'll be at the back. He's the tall one with blonde hair. To which Hattie perked up, quick as a flash, "No, Mum, grey." I'm now known, I think, as the silver fox in our family. And I have a mug to remind me of it every day. So I think my family would probably find a number of ways to point out my failings. Oh. But it's really because they love me.
Tell me how many others there are. There's Hattie. Who else is there?
There's Hattie, an older son, Ben, who's a primary school teacher in Clerkenwell. Then Josh, who's about another 3 or 4 inches up from me. And then Sam, our youngest, who has just finished school and is working hard. At least he's managed to persuade us of that thus far for his A-levels.
Now you're a bit of a cyclist, we've heard that. But there used to be a Land Rover in your life. What's happened to the Land Rover?
Oh, it's a deep sadness in my life.
Chris knows. He's been in the same experience.
Is that
right? You could just share sad stories afterwards.
I am a Land Rover fan. And for 10 years, we owned a Land Rover Defender, the real box, mend yourself, get your hands dirty, fix Land Rovers.
And
sadly, it went the way of all Land Rovers. And we now, from the sublime to the ridiculous, as you mentioned earlier, have a very dented Nissan Micra that I don't really fit into and doesn't start on wet days, which is why I came up by train.
Quite enough. Go on.
Jonathan, thank you very much indeed.